Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Can we just close our eyes and just say something soft to the Lord? Beautiful to the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, this earth. Take joy, my King, in word we bring. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. We exalt you. We exalt you. We exalt you, oh God. Oh God, I exalt you, I exalt you, I exalt you, oh God. As we worship in your presence, there is healing. The Holy Spirit, gentle touch, is moving, Jesus. We believe, Jesus. There's healing in your wings, Jesus. We believe, Jesus. There's healing in your wings. I hear a word in my spirit. Just as I lifted a song, immediately I lifted a song, the Lord gave me a word. I wanted to interpret it as famine, but it's not entirely famine. I see, and I want you to use this wisdom. Wisdom should be your weapon. I see corn. You know corn, isn't it? How some people say it's masara. I see the scarcity of corn, making it very expensive. Did you just hear what I said? you are wise, you know what to do. But I saw it. I saw it. While I closed. Someone said, what kind of a prophetic word is that? The Lord gave me. I don't know why he had to give me. Just like the Lord gave Joseph, the king, a dream, and gave Joseph the interpretation. And gave Joseph the wisdom for them to gain from the situation. Are we together? So I believe the Lord is speaking to us to gain from what? The situation, the circumstance. Because we are his people. It may not entirely make sense, but if you walk with the wisdom of God, we'll smile at last. Be on your seat. It was more like farmland entirely dried just with corn. And the first thing that came to my mind was famine, but that's not famine, thus says the Lord. Entirely famine, but probably famine for that particular crop. And I advise all of you, from next year, I feel that the Lord wants us to know this. I advise all of you, get into agriculture.
Yes, sir.
As much as we can. Amen. I think it's one of the cheapest investments anybody can do. I'm not so sure, but from the reports I've been hearing, I think it's one of the cheapest investments. Instead of taking $500,000 to, I'm not negating your business idea. Some sort of, I think you can even rent a piece of land for as low as $5,000. I heard that. Is it true? Alright, so imagine you use $20,000 to rent, or $40,000 or $50,000, and you plant all the plantables. Huh? You know, I was hearing my in-law, is it in-law? No. My mother's younger brother's wife is called what? Huh? I can say in-law. My uncle's wife. No, I don't think it's entirely in-law because she's in-law, right? Yes, she's in-law because she's a wife. We married her. Do you understand? Just like we married Mama T to our family. She's my in-law. Oh, sorry, she's my wife. Hallelujah to Jesus. So, she said she got how many bags of groundnuts? And I said, how much does it go for? She said, no, she doesn't want to sell now. It goes for like 80,000. I said, why not sell it? She said, no. I'm waiting for when it to be more expensive. I said, really? Yes, I have plenty. When it becomes very expensive, then I'll sell. She wants to make more than millions in it. You know, one time we were waiting, when we got land, we had one issue. So they were supposed to refund a part of the money because a piece of it was part of road. Remember that issue we had? And when we were waiting for the money, they said, the person said he's selling some groundnut to send 2 million. I said, groundnut? He said, yes. He's in Kano. 2 million? They say, yes. I said, groundnut gives people 2 million? They say, yes. If I don't enter agriculture next year, my name is not Professor Simon. It's the truth. Who knows how to farm in this place? I want to be your friend. Who knows? Please, if you know how to farm, with you. I want to be your friend. Come, meet me after service. Let's talk. You don't know how to farm? Yeah. Pastor Phil, you know how to farm? Come. Let's do business. Next year. Oh, God. Next year. Oh, God. When we sing, we'll be adding it. Next year. My dad made an important point. You know, sometimes I feel like he can be, I don't know how to put it. Should I say religious, unnecessarily religious or something? He said, Simon, do you know that what made people rich in Bible was agriculture and animals? So me, I was like, that's Bible days now, these days. It's stock exchange, all those stock market. But I just said, wait a minute. Do you know till now agriculture is making a lot of people rich? Just that ICT is Baba, but agriculture too is good. Can you believe that the owner of Snapchat is richer than Dangote? Huh? Snapchat. People know Snapchat? Some men may not know it, but most ladies, I think a lot of men know Snapchat too. So men like that, you see them on Instagram, Snapchat effects on their face. Some boys, sorry, yes, not men. Snapchat. Because immediately a young lady gets a new phone, what does she download? Ladies don't have peace of mind a lot of time. They don't like their face, the effect. You give birth to a young child like this, just keep those makeup. Don't tell her anything, just keep makeup. You see the small girl cry. It's already in their blood. Even if it's 2 years, they will do makeup. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. So the guy is very rich. When I saw it that time that he's richer, I said, I don't know of now, but that time he was richer than Dangote. But meanwhile, Dangote is the richest man. Let's have it. Let me bless people. Precious, catch. Precious, catch. Rejoice, take. Is there another one? Okay, bring it. Okay, it's Pastor Emma's suite. You bought it for him. I'll preach in their sharing suite. Choir bought it. Okay, choir, you bought suite for your HOD? Huh? I'll lick your suite now. And if you don't lick your suite, there will be a problem. If I don't see you whose mouth moving, in the next 10 seconds, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, oh, Precious, you don't want to lick your... Eh? She said what? You don't walk with attention. Hey! Ayana, let me not put you under tension. Alright, are we together? So be wise, are we together? I showed you certain scriptures last 2 weeks about before we continue, about how that some people in scripture were very wealthy. Did I show you? And if you look at most of them, how about 1 Kings 4? Was it 1 Kings 4? 3. That spoke about who? Church, talk to me now. Why are you dull? That spoke about who? 1 Kings 3 spoke about who? Okay. Which one spoke about Isaac sold in that land? And Genesis what? Eh? I just said Genesis. Genesis what? If you have mind, stand up and say this thing. Who knows it? Stand up. Comfort, stand up. You were shouting so something. Genesis. Even in church, I didn't expose you. Ask Betty before you stood up. Genesis 26. Comfort says we should open Genesis 26. Please put it up for us. According to Comfort, what's your surname? Sunday. Now Comfort got it too. Now there was famine in the, besides the first famine that was in the days of, and Isaac went to what? King of what? In next part of scripture. What did the Bible say? The Lord appeared to him and said, do not go down. Live in the land which I shall tell you. See, there's famine. God said, don't go to another land. Live in this land. Wisdom is profitable to direct. Why would somebody finish school and be in Makodi? There's famine. Doesn't it seem like there's famine in this land? Talk true now. Doesn't it seem like, compared to other land, doesn't it seem like? And God says, why would somebody stay in Makodi? What is in Makodi self? God said you should stay. Look at it. He uses kuro eyes and so far mine. God now appear and say, stay in this land. Next part of scripture. Dwell in this land and I will what? And what? For to you and your word, I give all these lands. And what? Look at what God said. Stay in a land that is not your own. He said, you and all your descendants, I am going to give all these lands. All. I will bless you, your descendant. I give all this land to you. Imagine, God just looks at you and says, I've given you Makodi. Where did you sign the paper? No sea of old, nothing, nothing. I give you. As when we say God has given you Sozote, some people are wondering. They are wondering. You know, sometimes when I prophesy people, I wish they really take what we're saying very, very serious. Because it's true. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Look at how God, I give you, it's not your land. God said, I've given you. I'll perform the oath, etc. Next part of scripture, verse 4, he said, and I'll make your descendant multiply as the stars of heaven. I'll give to your descendant all these lands, and in your seed all the nations of shall be. What land was that? From the beginning. I don't know what is happening in that land today, but see what God said many years ago. I don't want to go into details. I don't want problem. Many years ago. Why do you think those people are not being defeated? If you like, do anything. See, if the whole world fight against Israel, do not win. You think it's only wars of against bomb that they have in Israel? There are angels hitting. But they don't believe in God. See, it's just because of the covenant. Whether they believe or not. Words have gone out. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? If the blessing has been spoken over you, you can be stupid, yet the blessing will prosper. Or did Jacob not behave in a stupid way? How can you be blessed, then you are going to work for a woman, to marry a woman? You decide to stay 7 years in a place. Why? You want to marry one particular girl. What did the girl do you? Who is that girl in this world? Meaning that from how Jacob, he was wasting his life instead of going to make investment. And you know, inside that foolishness he was doing. My God. Somebody left with Abrahamic blessing. He now carried himself that he was going to be in a place serving as a boy. He is the one that is doing Q. You know, like these Fulani people. That's what Jacob was doing. Waiting to marry the man's daughter. For how many years? It's double, but the first impression he had, the first thing in his eye was 7 years. 7 good years. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hi. I can't imagine that. Who here can do that kind of rubbish? Nobody. If you do it, something is wrong with your head. Our generation will say, she get gold for head. But Jacob didn't mind. Do you know in the foolishness, God still blessed him. They asked him, what should we pay you? He said, give me the ones that are not good. God was watching all this foolishness, but words have gone forth. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? If his father was in heaven looking at Jacob behave like that, the father would not be proud. What did somebody I give birth to? Abraham, imagine Abraham and Isaac. And Abraham is talking to Isaac. Is this not our? Is this what we trained him to do? What kind of thing? But because of the word spoken over Abraham and Isaac, he had to what? Prosper. He prospered. His own was now becoming better. Such that, did I show you that scripture? I'm not remember that scripture I showed you. When he was leaving the house of that man. Can you remember? I wish I can remember. I thought I showed that scripture. What? Genesis 31 from verse 1. Yes.
Let's see it briefly. Now Jacob heard the words of Laban's son, saying, Jacob has taken away all that our fathers, and from what was our fathers, he has acquired all these wealth. They say this guy has taken everything that belongs to our father and our father's father. Everything. He has carried it. By making a mumu decision of working 7 years to carry somebody. Now, look at, even that is mumu decision, prosper 2 times. He didn't only carry the man's daughter that he wanted to carry. He used that man's head. He carried the daughter. He now carried, imagine two of you sisters, you marry one man. He left your father with your father's whole wealth. You carry your father's whole wealth, follow one man, your sister, all of you are going. That thing is painful. You think these sons were good people now? If you are that son, how many of you will allow that thing to happen? They'll go and block him at the front. See, bro, see, if I'm the one that's supposed to inherit this, my father, this, you know, you're not going anywhere. He took everything, everything, only the men he didn't take. Took my 2 daughters, God forbid, but you see? The blessing. Anywhere you enter, if you are blessed, you carry everything. You will carry everything, it's the truth. You know, with a blessing upon you, everything will be gravitating towards your direction. Everything, it's not a joke. You must be wise to select what you should carry and what you should not carry. But everything will gravitate towards your direction. It's the truth. Next part of scripture. And Jacob saw the countenance of Laban, and indeed it was not what? He cut out. He ran for his life. The guy thought he was deceiving Jacob. He didn't know he was playing. Go back to where we were in Genesis 26. The Bible said, in the same year that there was famine, Isaac sowed. What part of scripture is that verse? What? 12. In the same year, Isaac sowed. People of God, are you here? Are you here tonight? If we must fulfill God's mission, alright, as God's people or God's men, there's something we need. The Bible says, true prosperity shall my city, shall my kingdom spread abroad. That's what the Bible said. We need money. The Bible said, for money is a defense. We need it. If we want to take this gospel to Lebanon now, how do we take it? Is it by wishing? If we have the means, money, it can get there. If we want this gospel in all of your local government today, which I'm sure you want, how many of you want your local government to know Jesus? If we must take it there, what do we need? Money. Imagine we have more than 10 buses. How many local government do we have in this state? Yes, 23. And we have maybe 20 buses or 23 or 25 or 30. And everybody is going the same week. When we say mission week, everybody just move to one local government. And the human beings are there. Imagine how beautiful this state will be. Imagine we go monthly or we go in 2 months. Like we're doing in secondary school already. Imagine we touch every part of this town. Imagine how this state would be. Imagine we go to Igidiland and we tell them Jesus loves you and they receive Jesus and they start marrying two people. You know all those things? You get what I'm trying to say? We go to every land and we tell them to love Jesus. They say, oh, many years ago they buried somebody, that is why we will not, you know, whether they buried 10 virgins or what, is that why they say you should not marry two people? They say yes. We will not tell them in the name of Jesus that sacrifice is redundant. We'll teach them about the higher covenant. There's a covenant beyond the covenant that makes them not to do those kind of things. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? Do you know naturally, if you're an Igede person, naturally that thing has entered your heart. Me, I always say they are lucky I did not find a bride there. Oh my God. I would have married you. In fact, if God said marry 2 7, I would have married 2 there. Let me cause bigger problem. How can you tell us that we will not marry your which kind of wahala is that? Amen? So now we're in church now, we'll ask question. A thief brother sees it, and again, he wants to marry. The Lord spoke to him till he asks her, what is your tribe? What's the child? Oh, God, you missed this one. You missed this one, God. Meanwhile, God will never check tribe before he tells you to go and marry somebody. You are seeing a wonderful man you want to marry in the name of tribe. In the name of tribe. Wonderful man. You say, no. What's your tribe? Not only them. There are a lot of people that behave like that. Say, hey, you marry this language. I saw a young boy. They were talking with the mom. I said, God will give you a susu lady. And I said, God forbid. He was around 12. I became so disgusted. I said, why did you say God forbid? The mother started laughing. Because she knows she's the reason why he's saying God forbid. Many has been hearing discussion about that particular tribe. They program him to think that that tribe is bad. Do you get what I'm trying to say? He will grow up just thinking they are bad people. Meanwhile, the Bible says we've been called out from every tribe, people, and what? Nation. We've been called out. Why kingdom age? Say, I'm part of a kingdom age. We are subject of his kingdom. In the finality of time, there will be no tribe. It will be only one tribe, Zion. I hope you know that. Who told you God will say, Igede people, Igede people, come one side, Igede people, come one. Who told you that? See, Igede people, I have a problem. That thing you people said, you cannot marry. I have a problem with you people. Let your governor be your king. Hear me. Okay. That thing disturbed me. I heard it. I couldn't rest for a whole week. I was just, anybody I see, if I ask what tribe is Igede, I'll start a discussion. They will be giving me different history. In fact, I don't even know who has the real history of the thing. I have now 5 theories. If I join them together, they don't add up. But the culmination of it is that all of them agree. In fact, there was one that tried. All the children just they die. Another one tried. They say she should not come to the village again. Another one tried. Blah blah blah. Another one was stubborn and he now came and apologized. Another one. I was discussing with a lady. Our pastor wants to get married to her. She's eager. The pastor is Steve. And I said, I hope you love him. She said, yes. I said, I hope you marry him. Oh, she said, yes. I said, even if your village people don't come, I'll join the wedding. Yeah. She said, yes, sir. I said, yes. Only your dad and mom need to come. Yeah. She said, yes. As long as I see your dad and your mom, I will not ask of kinsmen. In fact, if I just see one amongst the parents come. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? The only thing that will make me not join is when I see guardian. But if I see anyone come, even if they don't stand, even if they sit there and they are doing this, I'll honor their presence, I'll join. And I'll not ask, do you agree that your daughters, I will not do that question. As long as they are there, I know they agree. I know why they came. I'll just join them sharp. Then I'll tell you to go and have children. Very, 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 very fast. You see, I asked my she was asking her parents, why is it that they say they should not marry? The parents now are giving them example that look at those one, they are Tiva and Igede, they are divorced. See that other one, they are divorced. I said, me too, I know the ones that have not divorced. Come, let me show you. They will always give example of the bad side. Have you people seen Tiva and Igede people marry before? Are they enjoying their life? Some of you are not answering because you don't want to try it. We've been called out. Are you listening to me? Out from every tribe, people, and what? Nation. By the precious blood of Jesus. We've been brainwashed. We think Zoe, kingdom, alone. Are you here? We don't think cultures of men, traditions of men anymore. In our culture, we must do this, you must do that. We are from heaven. We hail from Zion. Are you listening to me? Yes, sir. So I hail from Zion. I was telling them yesterday in the meeting, I said, every city, I heard that teaching somewhere, it blessed me. Every city has a spirit, soul, and body. The body is a manifestation, the character of the people in that city. The soul is their kind of thinking that determines their action. And the spirit is a contending force in the supernatural that sends thought signals, ideologies into their soul so that they behave in a certain way. I said, if this city behaves in a certain way, there's a spirit sending wrong ideologies that make them behave in this certain way. I said, the only way to change it is to live by a higher force. And how do you live by this higher force? By welcoming the ideologies of God in your heart. The Bible says, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ has made me free from the law of what? We live by a higher authority, a higher spirit that has higher ideologies, higher laws. Do you get what I'm trying to say? That's why we're in this world, system of this world. This world, you may be in Benue, but you cannot be identified as a Benue person if it, as regards their character. Did you get what I'm trying to say? He said, I was trying to cut my hair. Who said so? Okay, where we have a shop at Petra. And a case came forth. A case came forth, you know, many years ago. funny case. Many years ago, we bought chairs when we were leaving campus. And while we bought the chairs, we did not verify whether they were stolen chairs or not. We just bought chairs from the person we used to rent from. So we say, you have chairs? He said, yes. We say, bring, do you want to sell them? He said, yeah, I have some for sale. We say, bring them. He brought so many, over 100. And we bought. And when we bought it, we took some to Petra. And coincidentally, the woman that had her chairs missing many years ago was giving tax to shops, and she came to Petra and she saw her chair according to her. So they called me that they are carrying chair in Petra and they are saying it's a chair that we stole the chair. I said, who stole chair? And I had to run with my car, you know, and came there. And I saw the youths, they already carried the chair, and they said, ah, Pastor, is you? I said, yeah, it's me. What happened? They said they found stolen chair in your shop, but we don't know how the magic happened. I said, me too. I don't know how this magic happened. Oh. But God helping me, I remembered I saved the number of that person as chairs guy. I just checked, it was there. I said, God, let it go. I dialed it. It just went. I said, good. So I said, I want to rent more chairs. Where are you? He just told me. I just drove him. And I came and said, I see the person here. God is so wonderful. Imagine they say he lost his number. Do you know it's God that made sure he didn't lose his number? Everything, it was just God. Oh my God. Imagine what would have happened on the internet. A church in Benue State. Prophet Simon Thomas is the head of the church. This is his face. Do now show healing pictures where I'm laying hands, where I'm preaching. I didn't preach like this. Now I do this kind of thing. All the enemies will put it and say, young ministers have to be careful. Those are, we said, he raises thieves, he's a thief. People are just waiting for this kind of thing. God was just saying, that sin will not die. Over 4 years. As I just dropped the guy, like Pilate, I wash my hand. They say, Pastor, we don't want the guy to pay you for your chest. I said, no, I finished with him. I left for my life. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. I was saying something before I got there. What was that? Some of you don't enjoy stories. You forget what we are talking about. Or as I say, Hallelujah to Jesus. So is it this mediocrity mindset? Sorry to say, but I find it here so much. Where people think, you know, the only trending business in this city is politics. Let me come around here. It's like you people don't agree with what I'm saying. Are you people in church today? The only trending business in Benue State, number one, politics. You see a small boy in BSU, year one, he has changed his name to Comrade. He's anticipating local government chairman. Immediately after, he's not thinking of how to use his course in school to do any good thing. Zone 8 chairman, youth leader, all those things, they're already looking for a way to enter because they know that's the only way to what? Siphon money, steal money. It's not interesting that we hail thieves when they gather around. We carry leaves and put on bikes and we're driving to prepare way for thieves. Imagine these people come and nobody comes around and they go, nobody, they will know that they are misbehaving. But somebody in hunger, you know, government have put you in that situation, yet you carry leaf in your bike and be moving. I remember one time I was driving, they almost hit me with bike. Bam, bam, they just passed my side mirror. So I was scared. I was like, what is happening? They were just coming, bam, they were running for me to go to the side. And I went to the side. Then I marked the guy that almost hit my side mirror. When he came, I said, see, come, hey, stop. I said, what's happening? One government, blah, 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 he's coming past. I said, see, if you had hit my side mirror, right, after I hold you like this, remove you from your bike, put you in this car, and I'll take you to Mekani Village to pay for it. Hey, chairman, no, that one can't talk with that now, chairman. I'm not Agbero, but I know what to do to you. That's what I said to you. And I moved because I was so embarrassed. What kind of lifestyle is this? Mediocrity. Don't think like that. Are you listening to me? Don't think like that. You know, I had a case that almost got me busted. What was the case? It was a case of a particular woman that almost everybody in her lineage, she supports the school fees, her, it's sometimes house rent, everybody, old and young people that are married with their children. When I heard it, I was thinking the whole night. I said, how can somebody be responsible, give birth to children, and expect another person to train it? Are you okay as a man? How do you breathe as a man? How? I couldn't believe it. I said, this is mediocrity. Don't think like that. God is your source. Say, God is my source. The Bible says when you say what to a man that trusts in a man, judgment upon you already. It says because you shall inherit the parched places of life. You know what it means? If you trust in a man, let me give you an instance. Come, please. If I trust in a man, right? Imagine this man is rich and this man is poor. Even in the imagination, I know you don't like it, but be it. Imagine he's poor and he's rich. So this man now, I will come to him. If I want to greet him now, since he's poor, how far now? If I you greet me, say, afternoon, sir. Obisi! In a TV. Under say. You know I'm greeting like this. He has the potency to change my life. But this one that I don't know whether he has any potency. If he's saying, I don't even like the greet itself. Why will he greet me? Afternoon. Have you seen people that greet that reply people like that? Good afternoon. The same people you will be see if you see where they greet people, you'll be shocked. And maybe that man when they greet people be this, he'll be greet, maybe Baba, this person be that. The person is greeting now, he sees the person to have potency. In fact, they will say you the small boy. You greet, they no reply, you now complain, say small boy, you they complain. If you see people, they call sign in their office. You see, know some of them, they are calling your somebody that is old as your father. Mr. Jamil, come. Yes, sir. Honorable, sir. And you go to the office. Imagine you just go to the office. You now see somebody as old as your father. I mean, somebody as old as your father buying to one young person. You know why? The guy has the potency to sack him. Do you know what I'm trying to say? That's what the Bible means for woe to a man that what? He said he will not recognize good in life. He will inherit the parched places of life. This is what I mean now. If, for instance, this man has connection that can change my life, even the next 5 minutes, you know, the next 5 minutes, you don't even know what can happen to your life. The next 5 minutes is even too much if God wants to change your story. Just one small breath will breathe in somebody's brain. The person will just be looking at you and smiling. That's all. And some of you dressing in a way to attract husband, I used to pity you. If God wants to give you a husband, it's not more than 2 seconds. There's a way your nose will just move. The guy will say, all this why I didn't recognize. See how the way the nose moved 360. 5 minutes to his breakthrough. Financial is in a breakthrough radio, but imagine, he now, in 5 minutes, he's supposed to have like $5 billion through a connection. And who will I use now? Come, Ola. Ola now looks at him now, and they say, greet. He wants to greet him. Greet Ola now. You are not the big man, oh. You have not entered the 5 billion, no. You are almost entering the 5 billion. So greet him like you are not rich. Answer him like he's not rich. Eh? Is that the answer, poor person? Do they used to shake poor people? All right. Greet him. I said, who told you that you will be shaked? You don't have money. How could you be shaked? Are you people not understanding what I'm trying to do? No, he has not entered the breakthrough. I said 5 minutes. We're not in the 5 minutes yet. We're still assuming he's broke. Do you understand? How can a broke man be bringing hand to what? All right, so greet. You even agree to the greeting. Who can ask this thing for me? Where? Oh yeah. Greet him. No, it's cool. Oh yeah, greet him. Five minutes, this guy is supposed to become this person's boss. He's not aware. He is following his logic. And this guy has a connection that can make even this one a billionaire. Have you not seen people that you see them like nothing? Immediately something happens, you start seeing cars parked. How many of you have seen situations like that? You just see some kind of cars parking, you'll be wondering, who be this guy? I did not know him. Oh. They will now say, is this our brother that was not serious? So he's not just a serious person, he's our firstborn. You'll be wondering. They will now say, give this guy a job with government, give him a job. You will order. He said, you will not realize good when you see good. Now, this is the real good now. He's not realizing. Because he's seeing the person not look like it. But this person is looking like it. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. Not only for that. If this man wants to marry now in life, imagine, two ladies come outside. Chinese, imagine. Two ladies come. I cannot imagine you to be a woman. Two ladies come outside. No, come, I've not finished with you. Still, you know, I want to say, imagine. And I say this word now, you don't imagine such things. One fat and one slim. I don't know why two of you sat down. Are you not fat? Are you not fat? Slim? Here? Okay, no, let's change it. You come here, you go there. Imagine he wants a fat. Sorry, you know fat, right? You're chubby. He wants a chubby lady. In his mind, the chubbier, the better. That's his mindset for life concerning women. Alright? Now, God does not see people like that. To God, people is how they think, not who they look like physically. Do you get what I'm trying to say? He rates people based on how they think. As a man thinketh, so in God, from God's perspective, you are how you think, not how you look. Now God is saying, Allah, I see the thing you want to do in life, the next phase of your ministry, that your career, you need somebody that thinks like, he has done the calculation. Then we say, based on what I'm seeing, Annabelle is the best choice. But all Ola is working in is in the realm of sight, not the realm of faith. Me, if I marry, I don't want to cheat on my wife. That is why I want to marry a lady that will be everything I want, will give me all I want. Okay, what kind of woman do you want? I want a choppy woman. Eh? I like flesh, oh. Then God says, Annabelle is a woman. He looks at Annabelle. She's not his spec. Say, no. Then he now goes to Facebook. Follow me carefully. With itchy ears. As he just enters into Facebook reels, he now hears a man of God. Don't marry a woman because of your hearing spirit. Oh, marry a woman you like. Itchy ears. He says, that's my pastor. Now he has unpastored me now. Because I'm not saying what is sweet. My pastor, he will not put the, so don't sleep pepper meal. Because I know you are heading for doom. So now he now goes for his chubby queen. Goes for his rich guy. Do you know what I'm trying to say? He has inherited the parched places of life. Because the lady is not parched places of life, oh sorry. She is not but she's not meant for him. He will be with her and suffer. Because that's not the kind of place he's supposed to be. She's meant for another person. He's meant for another. Do you get what I'm trying to say? See, when you see people fight in marriage, don't think they are devils. If you call the man and interview the man, you say, "That my wife, nah, devil. Even devil, I no advise devil to marry my wife. Oh. You not call the woman, your husband, say, "Hey, now wizard. That idiot. I don't even wish my enemy that kind of man. Oh. It's just unfortunate I had a child with him. God forbid, I better die single." Do you know some people really mean what they are saying? Now, because of that relationship, now they'll say, "If now I saw men, they make I no marry. May God never give me a wife. A husband, I mean." There are people that talk like that. They've given up on men because of one particular man has shown them shaggy. Some have given. I watched an interview. A man said he will not marry again. He would rather marry a man. They say why? He said because women have showed him a lot in this life. So it's better he marry his fellow man. I say, He wants to marry his fellow man. Do you know if God, if he really was plugged into God and God gave him his supposed wife, he would not talk like that? But because he married the wrong person, why? Because he was not plugged into God, he had to have that kind of testimony. See, now I believe that that man that married that woman, that gospel singer that died, that's not her husband. It's not her husband. She married the wrong person. That's the pain. When you marry the wrong person, you can die before your time. They'll use it to practice boxing. It's the truth. Sir, the man is so fine. Remember what you said in the first service. He may be so whatever. But if he's not the speck, he's not the speck from the supernatural. Samuel said, "Certainly this is the man." And he just removed his bottle of oil. He wanted to put God say, "If you try it, that's not the one. It's not the choosing one." Annabe see that guy. Hey, Jesus. That's Annabe and Agatha now. Hey, see the guy. Hey, God. Oh. God, they make people low. Now, I don't say Prophet Simon. If they be Prophet Simon, why I come beat for this church? I know how for don't marry you. Then you not be hearing teaching. Marry a man that knows his place in Christ. You not be scanning. Who? Who for this place? You be wondering. Not knowing that these men at the end are far better. Somebody say far better. Than whosoever you have seen else there. We are the light of life. Hey, I want to marry a man that is 10 times older than me. Is that in the Bible? So that you call him daddy? Is that in the Bible? You can call the man one day older than you daddy. Hope you know that. It's not nice, right? I hope people are getting what I'm trying to say. Take for instance now, Ola married Ene. He has gone to Ene. You know, this is simply he has gone to be with the Lord. Even the devil too will remove his hand from his case and say, "I don't finish with this one." That's all. When we talk this marriage thing, some people don't understand what we're trying to say. It is the status quo, the pleasure in the status quo they are more concerned about. Look, you know, I wish I'm not teaching this on a Sunday, but you have to understand this. Because of the things we've watched and read and heard and known over the years, if they say choose a wife, what comes to the heart of a lot of young men if God opened their heart for you to see? The heart of young women, if God opened their heart for you to see, you will run for your life. The focal point for who to marry, what they are predicating upon, if you see it, They say, choose who to marry. They begin to think. The last thing in their heart, most of them, the last thing in their heart is kingdom. The first thing in most of them, their heart is, I don't think. They don't give you understanding. I don't think. I think of thinking like wild animals. Carnality. That's the reason why. Are you listening to me? And that is why when you become born again, allow the word of God to renew your mind. Allow the word of God to really renew your mind. Because some of your expectations are a function of wrong ideologies. Some of your expectations are a function of what? Wrong ideologies. But if this man's heart was for Jesus now, he would say, Jesus. And that's not just all. When it comes to this woman now, alright, he may not be comfortable in the marriage. Do you know that? He may be struggling a little bit. But with time, when his brain, his mind, now begin to resonate with the Holy Spirit fully, he will now understand why God said Annabelle. But when he realizes when it is with this woman, of course he must realize the hard way. He cannot change anything. He will only cry. And now there will be a bad reputation in his identity because he may divorce. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? There are even men of God. If I tell you some men of God that have divorced, you'll be very shocked. Some popular men of God that divorced. Not even Nigerians. World class. Some of you will be shocked. In fact, there's one very popular one. It's not even one or second divorce. It's one divorce. I mean, it's two divorces before he married the third wife. So you can be anointed and make the wrong choice too. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Because a lot of times you are checking unnecessary factors to determine who you should marry. That's why the Bible says, woe to a man that trusts in a man. He shall inherit the parched places of life. 5 minutes to his breakthrough is not aware, but you want a relationship with this man whose resources is even limited. If you truly honor God, you honor all men. In fulfilling that law that says honor all men, listen now. Because God says honor, God will not show you where everything is. He just told you, honor all men. You see, this one, she greets you. You greet her the way you greet this one. He shakes her, he greets her well. He greets this one well. This one greets him. He greets him well. This one greets him. And everybody's wondering. He knows how to. They're just so happy with the way he makes them feel so important. The next time he needs something, God pushes him to come to this man. The man will remember how he greeted him. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? And find no reason not to help him. That way you have even paved the way for yourself just by following the principle of God. You will pave a way of favor for yourself by default. Why life is tough for some people is because they don't know how to walk by the wisdom of God. They don't know how to greet people. They don't know how to talk nice to people. Is it not God's word that says, let your words be seasoned with what? So that they minister what? In other words, anybody you talk with, let them be happy you spoke with them. Let them be very excited. That way, you don't know you are paving ways of favor, paths of favor for yourself. Are you listening to me tonight? Respect all men. And all women, of course. Hallelujah to Jesus. You can go and sit down. So life is so deep and ambiguous and very long for you to marry the wrong person. Listen, it's not wisdom. No matter what in this life, never marry the wrong person. No matter what in this life, never marry the wrong. Some people will stand up, indisciplined preachers like I call them, and start saying things like, listen all here. God does not have a hand in your marriage. He said, he that findeth a wife, go out of your way and find. How indisciplined. You wanted to start ministry, God told you the name of the ministry. God told you the location of the ministry. Ministry and marriage, which one is more important? Your own marriage now. God is now, the wife you should marry, God will not say, no, my hand is not inside. It's foolishness. You don't know that even ministry you will not do if you marry wrongly. Huh? You see all these singing, Sonny, a day will come if you marry wrongly, I bet you. That when you do, you will just fence on the stage because nothing will come out. My belly, my head, they will just carry him and go. Why? If he dare to marry the wrong person, debt and see. Ask people that have gone ahead of us. Do you know even the popular apostle Babalola married wrongly? From the story, yes or no? Huh? You didn't hear? That they will stop people to go for ministration. He had to start trusting God for some realms. When they block him, you trust God for the realm to disappear. That's the, you know, you did not block, you are trusting God to disappear. Where do you want to disappear? They lock him in the house. Lord, let me disappearing ability. It's situational. You watch a movie, they say, war room. Before you marry, your mother have told you, see, you are the powerhouse of your family. Yes, mommy. Now you go, hold your family together. You hear me, ba? Yes, mommy. You see your father. Now me, the whole amo. If maybe the prayer, why they pray? If I don't die, since. You see, I'm. It could just be putting a follow small, small guess. But I go take this house. I go fast and pray. Thunder go strike. God go where he did. Now you, oh, men, know they use their head. Oh. Some of you have heard these things. If you like, be pretending like you are not hearing me. You have heard it over and over again. Then you want to marry now. Don't say, hey, who told you that? If you marry any man, you know. And sometimes your mothers may be the one telling you this from their experience. Their experience is not enough. Oh. God's word beats human experience. See, oh, your father, when I marry her, now church, he sleep. Oh. Church! When he starts all his life, now here I know, say, if your father like this, he do this thing. No man for this world. We don't go do it. You don't know your father. Oh. He's happy pray. So now, this one way they say, one marry for death, say, nah, prayer, you don't get money. Nah, lie, oh. My pikin, everybody nah, like that, and they, oh. Marry the one way get money because all of them go cheat on you. And some of you, you've gone to social media, they'll tell you to marry everybody, anybody. It's not like that. God said, be perfect as your Father in heaven is. What? Don't believe the records of men. Do not. Are you listening to me? Don't believe the records of men. You know, I was watching something, the Holy Spirit began to play the future for me. And somebody said, oh, Pastor Sam, how does the Holy Ghost see Pastor Hess fine? Pastor Joe's fine hair. I remember when I was like you. I used to have time like this. Amen. Is my hair still fine? Oh, I thought it has gone. Oh. You know, as you get older, you marry now. Okay. To have time for hair used to be hard. Oh. Be thinking the head will be full with a lot of things than just putting, you know, you understand what I'm trying to, don't worry, you get there, don't worry, don't used to teach somebody, you come there. So where was I? The Holy Spirit was playing a future of a circumstance for me. Alright? I saw the brother and the sister, they are married. I saw the way they were living their life, worldliness and etc. And the Lord showed me something. And you see, a prophet can be a boring individual. Very boring individual. You know why? Because what you see, a lot of people may not be able to relate to it. The Lord will just play certain tapes for you. You will see that when you try to even say it, it may be like trouble. You are causing trouble. Alright? I will get out and try to say. Imagine somebody like Jesus. He saw the temple. They were praising the beauty. He said, forget about that thing to be destroyed. He was speaking the future. That's useless. It would be like if Jesus was in our generation, you say Jesus has black belly. Isn't it? How can you look at the temple and be saying, forget about the beauty to be destroyed? Because he spoke from the future. And when I saw the future being played out for the couple, the Lord showed me how that very soon it will be a very big trouble for the couple. Because the man will entirely begin to cheat uncontrollably. And when my eyes were open to it, I shook my head. And he said, the only way is for that young man today to... You know, when your wife is misbehaving, it's not truly your wife's fault too, if you are married. If your wife is listening to worldly song, doing worldly things, it's not her fault. Hope you know. It's you, man, that is your fault. The Bible says, leave it to your wife according to knowledge. You are the covering of your home. For her to do that, it means that man is not thinking the way he's supposed to think. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? A woman is not supposed to control a man. Any woman that has that spirit to want to control men, she has a Jezebelic spirit. It's not from God. As a woman, you should not have that controlling spirit. It's from the devil. And he doesn't love me again. Why does he not love me? He doesn't listen to me. You are a Jezebel. If you think the reason why he doesn't love you is because he doesn't listen to you, then you have a problem. See, that some of us are coming entirely from broken homes. And we grew in homes where our father, when we finish everything, immediately the mother comes in, everything has. Then we think that's how life should be. Some of us, we learn those things by just watching our father and mother. We think it should be like that in marriage. And the next time you got a boyfriend, he promised you marriage. Then he said something, you said something, he kept quiet. You said again, he told you, I love you. He said another, he now said, shut your stupid stinking mouth. He now said, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Nobody has ever told me this in my life. He said, shut that stupid thing, you come out. Say, me, you got to, he said, God will punish out your mouth. He said, eh? But you say you love me. Say, get, carry your lover, get her from this house. Say, you don't love me again. It's not like he doesn't love you. It's not designed to flow that way. You may have learnt it from your home, but that's not how I suppose it was designed by God to work. You are not the one in charge. And I'm not saying you are the tail. In the relationship called marriage, the man is the head. If anything makes you to have a problem with that, is a devil feminist. There's some so-called people that call themselves feminists. Feminists. They now use wolves. You know, wolves. The sheep clothing they use because they are wolves is now boss lady. I want to be a boss lady. I don't care about a man. I want to make my money. Do you know that movement is prevailing? Young men who grow up, I want to make my own money. I don't want a man to control me. As long as, that's how the devil starts. Be confessing, I want a man that will control me in the way of righteousness. Be confessing those things. Any man will not, because you watch your home, you see what your mom suffered. No man, you will not cry. No man will do this to me. When you clean your tears, know that that man is not behaving the way the man God created should behave. Are you all listening to me tonight? If we keep quiet to all these things, we'll have deformed homes in the future. Your man talk one, you talk 20. Don't you know that one of the meaning of the word husband is Lord? Huh? You see, they are not answering me. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Boss ladies are not answering me. Huh? Sarah called Abraham what? My Lord. I know some of you now have said, God forbid bad thing in your heart. No man can ever be my Lord. Only Jesus is my Lord. I know. As we said, Abraham said, God forbid. I don't know if you ever tried that rubbish. If you know Greek, make I call her a name, mean get out. And you know, sometimes, listen carefully, church. Sometimes one of the things that make us to have that useless confidence, thinking that any man should just get that, you know, it's not everybody that you should just get that in your life. Do you know there are some people that are very important? If they get that in your life, you suffer. I hope you know that. God brings somebody in your life, you are telling the person to get out. If that man truly get out, or that woman get out, do you know you are in trouble? You know, there are some of you that are young men anointed, you think anybody goes. The way you are anointed, any woman can fit in. Then God will not want to humble you. He will not bring one woman and say, this is your wife. You have been scoping everybody. They are saying, yes, yes. The one God said, that's your wife. You go, they say, no. You now look yourself in the mirror. The man in the mirror, you look at it. You check your ghetto. You check your cabin. You add more dye. You move like this. And you go, you go, man. And say, chap, man, God, say, man. And when you are done, they said, please, I don't like disturbance. I've told you no. What? This emoji that is DM is, please marry me. Please, God, say you are my husband. The one God now say, then to show the pride, you think it's because I'm, to be stammering. It's because God told me. If it's not God, go for big batting. You, what do you have? What do you have? And God is looking at you. He likes the drama. That's where he humbled you. You go back to the Lord in prayer. You are bony. You know, that's the kind of prayer that is situation that is causing it. When you finish, God will still say, go back. That's your wife. Say, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go. Hey, gade. I'm not going to go anywhere, God. See, that's your wife. That's your wife. If you marry another one, you go suffer.
You are broken entirely, squeezed. God has broken. Press your head, press your ear, enter inside. Every part of you is broken. You wake up as humble as a lamb. Lady, no send you. In fact, she was looking at your status before she stopped. If you are not even careful, she has blocked your number. She don't want to hear anything from you. And God said, that's your wife. You don't see yourself going to beg. You see yourself passing the streets. You live in Wadatao, but you follow welfare quarters before you go home. You don't see what I... The Lord is humbling you. I know what I'm teaching you people. I know. I will not tell you what, but I know what I'm teaching you people. He will get you humbled. And for women, same thing with God. All the men in this world, Corolla, JLK, they are stopped on the road. There's nothing. Your beauty has stopped the stoppables. As you are, it's just, you want to come for it, you just come out your bag. You just, hey, just do like this. You just hear, beep, beep. Are you going my way? No, please, I'm going for church. Please now. They are begging you, please, I beg you. No evil intention, just to drop you. Please, I don't have time. Meanwhile, there's nothing in your parcel. No one naira. Only 200 to reach church and trust God to come back. And you are pussy. No, please, I can take care of myself. Don't worry. I'm taking bolts. And when you come to Riaza, there's one brother saying, God said, you are the husband. To make it worse, instead of that brother to book boats so that you will go home, he will track with you. When you will get to a junction, he will now use his transport and put you on the bike. When you go, he will now track home. That's who God said. Hi! Oh God. Is it not difficult to understand this God sometimes? Why? Well, if you look at it critically, God knows what he's doing. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Which is more important, that his kingdom is established on the earth, or you marry the person that will give you all the money in this life, and he will change your life, your father's story, your mother's story, in one day? You think truly with what he suffered, your father and mother have suffered. One, that's why you people as young men begin to trust God not to be part of this generation that have done this kind of things. Because some of you sitting here, if you are not careful, you will do worse than your parents. Begin to trust God from now. Get your minds renewed. Say, no. How can now they are rejecting us because we don't have money. You may do worse than these people rejecting you now. Tomorrow when God gives you a beautiful daughter, she's bringing you, say, who are you? Where do you work? How much is your salary? Who born you? Get her from this house. You may do worse. Start renewing your mind right now. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So that when God brings the right man for your daughter tomorrow, you will never be a negation. I already planned my own daughter's life if God will give me a daughter. From the inception, I will speak words. Wherever the man is, the Lord will begin to draw his ears. To begin to live in a way of righteousness. I will command and prophetically arrange his life. Anything I want him to have, before he comes, I will speak it into his life. If he doesn't have it, I will give him. But I know he will have it because I will speak it into his life. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's how your life should be. Glory to God forevermore. Glory to God forevermore. See, what is more important to us is kingdom expansion. We want to see many people receive Jesus. That's why even our relationship, it matters to God. Who we pair with matters to God. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? How will it be that tomorrow we say, where is goodness? They say goodness is in Abba. What is she doing? She has one big tailoring shop there. Then what? Goodness, they go to church again. Why? The man's father's father was a traditional worshipper. But he had money, the biggest house in Abba. But in their house, they don't go to church. God forbid. In
if money is the reason why people get married, these kind of things will happen. It will definitely happen. Well, just see the gap. Yeah, just no. Am I saying righteous people don't have money? No. That is why as young men begin to push right now, it is not written anywhere that before you marry you should not have money. Are you listening to me? We just prophesied that something will be scarce. If you are wise, go and buy. Even if it's one bag, buy it. Say, no. It's not for people that have money. For God to give that prophetic word to us, He knows that we can do it. Strive to do something. I've showed you people how to get into ICT, farming, that is agriculture, a lot of things. Don't be poor. Tell somebody, don't be poor. For money itself, the Bible says, is a defense. You know what the Bible said about a poor man's wisdom? It said the poor man's wisdom is not known. The poor man's wisdom is not, meaning God agrees that that's wisdom, oh, but the wisdom is not known. Why? The person is what? Poor. I can never be broke in my life. Am I saying go and do HK? God forbid, but am I saying go and do Yahoo? No. I never said that you should go and do it. You can be richer than people that do Yahoo. Doing the right thing. Do you know that? There's a way you can know something, know a skill. Know a skill. I was telling some of my ladies in church, they were working over 300K thereabout, they were receiving, and all of a sudden they were sacked. It really pained me. And I told them, get to a point, right, where you know something so much that even if you are being sacked, the people that want to sack you, their mind is being, because they know the next company that will employ you overcome them. And you make the company better than the one that haven't sacked you. Become that valuable. People will be scared to sack you. Do you know there are some people that Elon Musk cannot sack? Do you know that? There are some persons working with Elon Musk now. He can't sack them. In fact, he will not ever dream for that day to come. Because they are his key men. Every company have key men. They can't sack those people. Become so valuable, you cannot be sacked. So valuable that even if they dare to sack you and you start a movement, it will even overcome that person's own. Like the blessing on Jacob's life. When he was leaving, he left with everything. The day they decide to sack you, you carry everything and go. He said, why have you not learned programming? It makes people rich. You heard that programming makes people rich. He said, brother, it makes people rich, but it's too hard. I don't get that time. But you have the time to be broke, right? You have the time to be broke? I don't have that strength. You have the strength to be broke? Even if learning it used to kill people, let it kill you. Which is a lie. Learn it! So programming is hard. Learn it. It's hard. But it's a man that programmed it and is even teaching right now. Learn it. You can learn it. Do you know God here? If you know God, say amen. So you know God and you can't know programming. You know God and you cannot know mathematics. You know God and you cannot know chemistry. You know God and you cannot know physics. Which kind of God, which year God did you know? If you truly know God, if your bounds of understanding was 7 meters, if you truly know God, it will elongate to more than, I can't tell the number of meters, but it will go so far, such that when you come to understand human wisdom, it will be too small for you to understand. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I consider Elon Musk to be one of the greatest scientists in the whole world. And one time I was watching his interview. Before that time, he had said things negating what he's saying today. He said, are you a believer? I said, I think I am. I think I am. I agree that I'm a believer. I love the teachings of Jesus. But before that time, he was not agreeing. He said, I think I can use science to get anything I want to get in this world. But now he's agreeing. He said, I think Jesus' teachings should be number one. If an eye for an eye is true, then I think everybody will be left without eyes in the whole world. So I think he's teaching. Now he's following Trump at the back. Some of you are waiting for somebody to come and hit his head on the ground before he says he believes in Jesus. If somebody says, I believe the writings of Jesus, what does he mean? We're making progress. That's why they say little science takes you far away from God. He said, much science brings you to the realization of what? God. You cannot know so much wisdom like that and deny. They say, do you think there's a reason for the existence of it? There's a creator. He said, yes, I think there's a reason
for everything that we see on the earth. I love the answer. He said, I think there's someone behind everything we see. That's the scientists that have proven a lot of things. He had made a lot of impossibilities to look possible. Do you know right now, if you are blind, you can see? Not with the touch of the Holy Spirit? Alone? You don't know? They can put something on your eye now, you will be able to see. I saw they tested it on a blind person. He saw for the first time, he started crying. That's not even the focal point. My problem is, how did he use his brain to come to this point? And they'll be telling you cannot know chemistry. What is chemistry compared? See somebody, human being like you. He said, no, now Oyinbo nine if you do that kind of thing. How? Is Oyinbo brain? Have you ever seen where some black people try to make those people look like they are supreme beings and the rest? I'm not saying that I'm jealous, but it's showing how mediocrity is working in such individuals. How can somebody say that? Oyinbo, they think, oh, hey, Oyinbo, no book, oh, my brother. Ha! No try, Oyinbo. No try. That's a foolish person talking. Which one is Oyinbo? The Bible said, the Holy Spirit makes those that their skin is white wise. He said, he makes all men wise. Are you all listening to me? Sit down, think of impossibilities. Make them possible. You know, but their schools are better. Who told you it was only school that made Elon Musk? It was beyond schooling. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? After he was done with school, he had to sit down to himself and say, there are some things I want to pursue. There are some things I want to see as realities. That made him to start studying and to come into the manifestation of what we are seeing today. You know, I see some preacher preaching that Elon Musk is an antichrist. I felt so sorry for such a preacher. Elon Musk is an antichrist. That's just ignorance speaking. Is it in the end time, the Lord said, sand will mix with clay. That's ignorance speaking. I tell you the truth, in the nearest future, when I heard it from that man, I said it will happen. In the nearest future, there will be no job for a lot of people. You better pursue something that if robots replace tomorrow, you'll still be making money. In the nearest future, there will be no jobs for a lot of people. I know what I'm telling you. Maybe it will be very, very difficult for you to enter Nigeria. Because you know Nigeria now. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But peradventure it enters Nigeria, a lot of people will lose their job. Some people thinking that they used to serve food in this place, there used to be office work. All those things, very soon, if the world gets digital, where will you work? A lot of government workers will be unemployed. You can learn all of these things that will make you a billionaire. You can learn it. Get into ICT. Get into agriculture. Get into something. Are you listening to me? Get into something. Be bold about it. Don't be scared. All things are possible. That same year, Isaac sowed in that land. The Bible said he reaped so much. So much. How did he start? God said, I've blessed you and I've given you this land. That's the only thing God said. He had faith on what God said. Then he worked hard. And suddenly, there was a spark of riches, a manifestation of the blessing. God has said it. What are you going to do with what God has said? What are you going to do with what God has said? What are you going to do? Are you just going to sit down there? I'm 17, I'm 16, I'm 18, Pastor, I'm 20. You are too old to be broke. Stand up and move. Are you listening to me? Push. Stop complaining. Think outside the box. And listen, let me advise some of you here that have people looking at, you know, some of you are just 21, 22, and the way people are looking up to you, you are now even feeling like you are the mother or the father of the house. Listen to me. If you continue like that, you'll be so shocked you are in heaven very soon. You open your eye and see that you are in heaven. High BP would have killed you. Learn to advise your siblings, your parents sometimes. Are you listening to me? How can you be 23 and they are calling you that somebody have died in the family, you are the one that will send 100,000 money for burial. For what? You just graduated and they are calling you that children's school fees. How? Then you say, I will try.
That will try is why you are still stuck. You say, my business is not moving. How will you move? When you are taking a responsibility that you are not even close to taking. Am I saying not help your family people? No. But of course, make them understand that success are in what? When it comes to that point that you can do it more properly, you do it. I'm not saying that for some of you that have little siblings, because some of you are very akagom, you are greedy. You have little siblings, you can't even remember when last you sent a recharge card, 500. Anytime they call you, you say, no money, no money, no money. In fact, that's why some of them I'm submitting to you have not received Jesus, because you are greedy. You are, Johnson, I want you to receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. Okay, Sister Amaka. Sister Amaka, please, can you send me 2,000? Johnson, I'm busy now. Bye-bye. It's not like they are not taking advantage of you. Sometimes send. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You think every time Michael asks me for money, I don't know he's trying to lie? There are days he has asked me for money, I laugh. I'll call him and say, I know you are lying. Say the truth. He'll not laugh and say, yes, I just wanted the money. And I warn him, don't lie again. I'll still send the money. And sometimes, a lot of times, I don't send. The Pastor Simon said, he always said, I don't send too. In fact, I'll call him and say, you don't ask for money that way again in your life. Are you listening to me? Say, yes, sir. But today, isn't it so shocking? I told him that you partner. He said he didn't only partner. He gave tithe 500. He gave offering to 500. Oh. So you see, you think he's only partner. Me, I tithe 500. Oh. I gave my offering to 500. I forced Flora too to tithe 500. I said, that's good. That's good. Then he said, buy me chocolate. I said, no, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying you chocolate. You want me to give your offering back? It's part of the training. Because if I buy the chocolate, I'm giving him the... That's the money he was supposed to use to buy chocolate. So you should pay him. That's the sacrifice. And who taught him? I taught him these things. I'll give him money through the week. I'll say, I want to see your tithe and offering on Sunday from this money. He started doing it. So why will I say something I will not follow? The other time I was asking, we went to the house and they were, my mother was gisting me that I led prayers. And it took almost half of the prayer praying for me. Why will he want to be praying for me? You think it's about, Mike, I love you? No. Mike, take this thing. For God so loved the world that he what? But for some of us that are akagom, if you say, receive Jesus, you say, man, receive Jesus, Mike, I did like you. You wouldn't give anybody anything. And sometimes you can send your parents some gifts during their birthdays. Of course, every birthday send your parents gifts. No matter how you think. You know, some of you think you cannot send your parents money. Send them money. During birthday, buy recharge card 5,000, send for them. Let it hit their phone. Boom! Say, mommy, I just sent small 5,000 recharge card for you that you should just make up. They are thinking that you are now wise. They know they are the one that will still pay. It will not change that. You know, some of you are wondering, will they still pay the school fees? They'll pay. Don't still pay. It will not change anything. They'll just, it will be registered in their heart that you are a very responsible person. Such that when you bring suggestion to the world, they will hear you. You are 22, 23. You are carrying everything. It's wrong. Not that the city, this is our place. There's a way people think. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? As long as you have something small doing, they think every responsibility should be on you. That's rubbish. And make sure it doesn't trend even in your family. I'm not saying fight. Speak out. You know, some people say, I wonder what people would think about me when I say it. Do you know how many people have minds in this world? How many human beings do we have in this world? Over what? Over how many million? Billion, ba? Billion, isn't it? That's how many minds we have. If you wonder how people think about you, you will die very soon. Everybody has their own mind. God gave them mind to what? Let them think. Hey, why are you not sleeping well? I wonder what they think about me. You will die very soon. You must have that impetus. Forget about what people think. You think I don't know some people? In fact, the people that like me today once hated me yesterday. It's the truth. Keep on moving. If you don't learn to love yourself, other people will not even love you. Learn to love yourself. You know, I've heard my sisters tell me that, even my wife, say, Pastor Simon, the way you like yourself, eh? I like myself. Oh, me? When I was alone, if I wake up in the morning, the first place I go to is a mirror. You see me looking at my breaking, I say, oh, fine, boy. And when I'm done, I try to brush my teeth. Robo sabarakata. When I'm done again, before I come out, I take my time. I don't come out. How many of you have seen me out before? I take my time. You know, sometimes I miss it, but a lot of time I take my time. When I package myself, because I know who I am, and I come out, I walk like a fine boy. I'm not an ugly boy. It will be paining some people, but no problem. Bounce. I bounce. Pastor Mumba, yes. Have you seen me bounce before? I bounce. Why will a man of God bounce? Okay. You're on your own. Yes. Bouncing in the Lord. I am bouncing in the Lord. Bounce, bounce, bounce. I don't know why you don't sing these songs here. Arrange your hair well. Say, how can a man of God arrange it? Don't you see this hair? This hair like this can give him wife. This hair you are seeing. Only God knows people that have said, I want to marry Pastor Joe because of this hair now. Dress fine. Love yourself. Other people will start loving you. You know, one time in secondary school, there's this lady, before I close, I don't know if I've said it here several times, she loves herself too much. She wears eyeglass. She loves herself too much. She's not so... Nobody's ugly in this world. I don't know how to put this thing, but she's not... You know, the way some of us say fine, she's not that like that. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I'm not saying anybody's ugly. But you understand what I'm trying to say? But the way that lady used to take herself, oh my God. She did like that. She said, most of the boys started looking at her the way she sees herself. We'll see all this, and we'll still talk to this lady, and everybody is trying to get attention. Hey, hey, see me. With her eyeglass. One time I had to ask myself, I said, who is this herself? It's the kind of respect she put on herself. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I remember my friend was saying, I should be close to the lady. He seems like me and the lady will walk. I remember, I said, no, I don't want to be close to this lady. He said, why? I said, she's a good Christian. I don't want good Christian. She's a very good Christian, very strong Christian. In fact, if you go close to her, you just repent from your sin. There's where she just looks at you in class. If we are talking, she just turns because everybody will just throw their face up. We don't want her to catch the person that says it. And that's how people just respected the lady. Very nice lady. Even if they give you money and say, marry that lady at that point, some of us will say, God forbid, but it. Because we want to be free. Learn to love yourself. That's why we tell you people, when we post, we say love, appreciate the post. Because if you don't love yourself, nobody can what? Love you. There are some people in this town, outside this town, as long as they see it's GCMI, they will say, I'd rather die than engage this post. But if you learn to love yourself, they will not know when they start loving what you are loving. It's the truth. Love yourself. Wake up in the morning. You know, why? I was telling leaders, if you observe, when you become so excellent because of who you are, people begin to think you are very rich. Have you been there before? The way you dress, you say, this guy get money. Oh. And you cannot deny it because you are the righteous. You can say, no, I'm broke. No, I agree. Just that you don't give the money, but you agree. Say, oh, but you are very rich. Oh, yeah. Make I get 10K for there now. No. Not I don't have. No. But you really get money? Yeah. I be no get. I get. Give me 5K there. No. If you just look excellent, you know people like to just look broke. Oh, I'm eating in a car on a changu. Oh, I'm jengu. Nguya luanga. Without for the past 1 month.
Unwilling ka ukauka. Straight. UK. The last 2 months one. Fato healing you ga. Where on that changba? Then as he's talking like that, he's expecting you to say, "One go kwane. Go. Yen ya yalwa." But as a righteous, you can never be like that. Because God is your source. Are you listening to me? You can never talk like that. Because what? God is your source. Learn to think big and only big. Learn to think big. That's why when somebody was talking about marriage somewhere, I heard it, I had to rebuke him. He said, oh boy, when you marry, you know, easy. I saw some of you have heard that, and that's why you are looking at a lady, God is saying move. He said, no. They'll be telling you pampas, you know how much we pampas, you know how much, all those things will making some of you, your mind will be doing bob bob. Listen carefully. As you are doing, your mind is doing bob bob, you are going back. Not that you must marry one day. What that you want to be 52 in this place, maybe you will marry one day. You will know how much will be pampas that time. You better come and buy your pampas now. Did you hear what I just said? Pampas now and pampas tomorrow. Which one will be more expensive? Pampas tomorrow will be more expensive, but now it will be less expensive. They'll be telling you, you know how much be pampas? No, go close. No, marry now. I told the young man, I said, if you think like that, you suffer. See, you may have like, you may be having like 200k in your account monthly before you got married. When you got married, now you are seeing like 20k in your account. Don't start crying and say, God, had I known? Waiting be this God. Then four and nine gets high. They say, Jesus, I'm dead. Should I take this woman quietly like Joseph to her family? Or should I continue? Don't cry. You don't have so much faith that right now that you are married, God knows you are married. And if you're having 200,000 in your account, don't start saying, God, hi, now it's 20,000. Know that God wants to give you 400,000. Because he knows that now you are responsible for another person's life. As you are making progress, know that God will be adding the money as you be. Just only think progress. Don't think backwardness. Don't listen to the report of men. Are you listening to me? God cannot work in your life if your thinking is wrong. He must understand that. Don't be scared. Some people say, I must have a job that gave me 500k. Listen, brothers and sisters. As long as you have something doing, and I always advise that as a man, have something doing that brings income to you. Get married. Are you listening to me? Get married. I believe that this useless desire not to get married that we are seeing rise in the heart of young men is from the devil. Because as long as you are not getting married, we'll be losing our sisters to worldliness. They'll be running to the world to go and meet all those importers and exporters to marry them. We in the church will be getting, who told you it's only your face I want to be seen in this church as young men? You think I don't want to be seeing this lady's face for eternity? Some of you are old enough to be married. You're not even thinking marriage. They ask a young man, when do you want to marry? Sir, this is a joke to me. Say when you want to get married. Sir, I've not even thought of it all. How dare you? Now, everybody think of it. Are you all listening to me? Bow your heads and thank God for his word. We give you all the praise, Jesus. Thank you for your word. Your word is a light for our path, a lamp for our feet. In Jesus' gracious name.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.